The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 7:05 in the morning here on the 10th of July, 2019. And news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Good morning, Ashley. Been a quite an interesting morning, as the Chinese would say.
Yes. I think we figured out the problem, and so crisis averted.
Yes. Okay. And what we're talking about is the when Sue, as you know, Sue McLean has had a family emergency, so she's been gone this
week. Her mother's passed away.
Her mother's passed away.
So the funeral is today.
Funeral's today. And so we...
Prayers for the family.
We extend the regular news that goes until she comes on, till the 7 o'clock hour. Well, we've done this we've done this 100 times. Each time it kicks it off and it plays it. This morning, for some reason, it did not record it and play it, even though everything is the same. So we're on the phone with them trying to figure out exactly why it didn't feed this morning. But we're back, and rest of the day, hopefully, we'll be okay. So good morning, everybody. And Linda, what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Wednesday edition here on KCNR. So happy to be here. Today will be mostly sunny with our highs of 95 and our lows of 70. It's currently 64 degrees. Looks like tomorrow is going to be a hot day with 100. Our triple digits begin. And a mostly clear Thursday night with a low of 71. Friday, 105. Friday night, 72. And Saturday, 104. The time that we decided that we're going to really work outside. Okay, and Sunday will be about 100 degrees as we progress through next week. According to this forecast, sunny and hot with 99 on Monday and Tuesday, 99. So get ready for a warm Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. And you know what's going to be happening just about, I think it's probably happening right now, is the ticker tape parade going in New York City as we speak.
As it's going on, of course, for the women's our United States women's soccer team,
yes,
which is the champion of the world again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, two things are going on that before we get into what happened last night. Last night I attended the Seattle's Dying meeting at the Cascade Theater.
The movie that was playing,
the
too.
Documentary mm-hmm. that was there, and it was played to a full house. And if you have not seen the documentary Seattle is Dying, go on to YouTube and look for it. Seattle's Dying. It was put together by their local news organization there. I think it was ABC or something, the local KONO. And it is a sobering, sobering look of a town that's gotten out of control, out of a city, a large city that has gotten out of control. The comments that were made by the police, and now the police could not ever, not one of them would appear on camera, but they had an anonymous questionnaire that went to the police. Thousands of responses came back. And they were one, you know, let us do our job, that this is not a homeless problem, this is a drug problem. And the one saying, you know what, I'm just trading time for money right now. I'm trading hours for money because I don't like doing this every day, and I'm not going to quit. I'm too close to retirement, but I am tired of not being able to enforce the law. And so when they said, out of all these responses, how come we didn't read a positive one? And they said there was not one positive comment from the Seattle Police Department on this whole thing.
How many were interviewed?
Oh, I don't know. They had thousands of responses. You know, they were written responses. So they took the time to write the responses and send them back in. And it was heartbreaking to see this. People that, you know, a policeman been on the job for 20 or 25 years, everybody agreed this guy is a great policeman, and he was trying so hard until the day that he was told to move this RV and all the trash, and you can't believe what it looked like, all the trash around it, by one senior officer. And as he started doing it, another senior officer said, "What did you do that for? We have a new rule now. We can't move them." And turned around, he walked in and retired that day. Walked in, "Here's my papers. I don't want to do this anymore." And so now he lives out of town. He would never live in Seattle. He said, "I never raise my kids in Seattle anymore." So see what we have here. We have not reached that point in our city, my friends. We have not reached that point. Well, after that, Dr. Greg Greenberg got up, and who works at Shasta Regional Medical Center in the emergency room, and he talks about what he sees. And by the way, in Seattle, it's not a homeless problem. No, it's not a homeless problem, though they call it a homeless problem. It's a drug problem. Every one of the people, they had a top 100 people that they have arrested. You know, multiple arrests, 70 arrests, 60 arrests.
It was a 30, citizen who the consensus.
Yeah, a citizen went out. He did the study. And of the top 100 that have been arrested, an average of 34 times, every one of them drug-related. Every one of them drug-related. Not, you know, not 98%, not 40%, 90%. And they said, how many were mental cases? And he said, of the group, he said less than 50% were, you know, had anything to do with mental problems, but 100%. So they not only did have mental problems, but they also had drugs. You know, they were suffering from drug problems too. So Dr. Greenberg got up and he talked about addiction. And we're going to have this gentleman on the show. First of all, he is humorous, but he is serious, that your brain puts out something called dopamine. And that's what makes you feel good. You know, if you work out and they say, "Oh, yeah, those are the good, the good feeling." Well, everybody runs at 100%. If you're having a great day, I mean, if you're just having a regular day, you're happy, you're 100%. If you're having a bad day, one of the country, you know, those country music song type of days, you're about 80%. If you drink, eat or you make love, you go up to 200%. You know that, you know, your feelings go up there. So really good feelings. If you drink, it takes it up to like 400%. If you're on cocaine, it's up well over 500%. If you're on meth, it's at 1100% of that dopamine. So you can imagine the feeling of euphoria they get. Well, the problem is that when you stop using it or you can't get it, you drop down not to the 100 or the 80, you drop down to 20%. And the psychological impact that has on people is very significant. So what do? They go out and they get more meth until they can feel normal, is what the comment was. So they can feel normal. Well, what they do, though, is they then become a problem because they have no homes, they have no families, they steal and steal and steal to be able to support their problems. And Seattle is in such a poor state. Well, now, if you look at what we have, and maybe we have to face up and we say, "Oh, it's the homeless." Well, it's not really the people that really want jobs. It's just other people. We need to face the problem. It's a drug problem we have here, a drug problem. Unless we do an intervention, we're going to continue to have this problem. In the state of Rhode Island, what they've done is they have a facility, a jail facility. When they come in there, they get them on the whole treatment cycle. They put them on methadone or these two other kinds of drugs that takes the place of the opiates and the heroin. And then they have counseling. They have doctors talking to them. They have group counseling. And the people you're talking to said, "That arrest saved my life." Yeah, I've been in jail now for 3 years. I wish I wasn't. You know, I just went from burglary to a robbery, and that's why I'm in jail here. But I am off. And their rate of people leaving that program and then going out in town to these, and it's called Kodak. It's a company that provides this stuff 24 hours a day. They're already in there in the system. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to explain anything. They come in at any time of the day or night. They get their medicine and they walk out. They have, of that, 93% of the people that are on this program in Rhode Island are still on it. 93% are still on it.
That's a staggering number.
So what we're talking about here, and then Stephanie Bridget says, we as a community have to step up. We have to take that, you know, we have to get the the ability to battle this. And it's not just more police, it's not more sheriffs, but it's also that jail to hold them, but it's also district attorneys, it's room to have the courtrooms, it's all of these things. This is not just a one, trick pony on this. It is a, it is something, my friends, that we as a community have to embrace, and we have to do it all. We have to incarcerate them, we have to give them the treatment, and we then from the treatment, they can become part of our society again. We don't have a choice anymore. AB 109, 48, Prop 47 and 57 have dumped these people on us. It is not going to get better unless we do something. What do you see out there that's helping? What?
Well, I have some statistics here in an article that, believe it or not, that is just came out today. But we do have to take a break. We'll be back after these messages. First of all, we'll give some love to our sponsor, but we'll be back to after these messages with the same topic, talking about more statistics with related drug deaths here in the North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, they just opened their main branch. They have a new building, and it's beautiful down there at 192 Hartnell Avenue, the old Raley Shopping Center. The people there are your neighbors that are working there. It's their professionals and they're committed to serving their community. They want you to come down and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. In fact, we're having one of their businesses are going to be on at 7:30 this morning.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading, a great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Cold wind can get through. Looking at me now, you might not know it. But I've had my moments.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Been repairing windshields for years at the Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff, it's also a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster is truly from the old school. Check it out. Also does RVs. Located on Market Street, South Market Street, 3208. Mostly sunny today with a high of 95 and a low of 70. We were talking about Seattle is, what was the name of the movie?
Seattle is Dying.
Seattle is Dying, a documentary that played last night at the Cascade Theater. And Dr. Greenberg, who was speaking. Talking
about the impacts of what drugs does to people. And then Stephanie saying is that, the district attorney is thoroughly overrun by the amount of cases, 10,000 cases a year. And I mean, you've got 23 DAs, assistant DAs. You can only do so many. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's just like we talked about yesterday. I mean, the comment yesterday was that if we get rid of the drugs, we get rid of the homeless problem. If you shrink the drug problem, you shrink the homeless problem. That's been obvious. It's obvious to Chief Johnson. It's obvious to the sheriff, the undersheriff McGreeny. And it's obvious to the Joe Comity, because we talked about that at the Patriot meeting when we watched Seattle is Dying the first time well over a month ago. The bottom line is we have to put the 300 people in jail. And the CSOs is what we need the money for. Also, Joe made a comment yesterday that I think is very important, and it's got to be clarified. He was talking about probation needing money. Well, probation got, out of the $11 million in the budget, they got almost $7 million. Now, Carl, there's 13 categories that goes into, including the sheriff, the jail, the DA, et cetera. So they got about 70% of the money, actually 73% of the money. When everything was said and done, and Joe didn't mention this, and I know he knows about it because we talked for about an hour and a half on the phone around 3 weeks ago when he called. And probation ended up, you guys, with $1,157,284 still left over. The jail had $597. Now, Carl, that's about as much money as, if we want to take the girls on a nice weekend trip, it'd be more than that. So the money in probation is sitting there. That could go to CSOs, and that's part of the problem here. We need a jail, period. And you were right about that, Carl. We need a jail, period. That's it. We don't need anything else.
I understand what you're saying, Terry, and you're right. There is that money there, but I don't know if you heard Joe after you're getting off the phone saying they, when you look at the budget, when time 2021 rolls around, all that money is spent.
But that's not true.
Well,
let me give you a fact. Here's how it's not true. Okay, I mean, that's a statement, but it's not true, and here's why. Because when the money comes in, we have a board that divides the money up. So that's just not true. And if they have a, they still have $1,157,284. They had more than that last year.
Okay.
So that's just not true. Besides, how does he know that in 2021?
Because he said he looked at the budget that takes it out over the 5 years.
I have the budget in front of me. In fact, I'm just telling you what he said, and I explained to him. You're right there in the county. Just go down the hall and get it.
Let me ask this question. So you think the only thing we need is a jail? Is
that
right?
No, I think we need CSOs.
I'm asking the questions. Here's my turn. I'll let you talk. The fact is that we have our DAs are overwhelmed, so we don't need any more DAs. That we just need a jail and CSOs.
The DAs are, you know why the DAs are overwhelmed?
Because there's 10,000 cases they're working.
Well, because of what happened is there's a lot of cases going retroactive. Remember when the sheriff was on your program?
It's 10,000 cases.
We talked about that with Stephanie. Because now they're going back, and if I have this correct, and I may not, but I think this is what it was, that if you were involved in a felony or even a homicide, and say you were a driver or an accomplice, they have to go back and retry all those particular cases. Now,
I don't know how many of those of the 10,000, but I'll ask her that. But it doesn't make any difference. It's still 10,000 cases. But any way you look at it, if you looked at that film yesterday, one of the ways you help people is they end up being put in jail and then being treated while they're in jail, get them off the drugs while they're in jail, and then they come out and 93% of them are still on methadone
yeah.
or whatever they're yeah. using afterwards. But yeah. you can't just isolate it to one thing. Everything is related here.
I'm not communicating it clearly. Let me just give you 1 second and I'll communicate it clearly. It's not you, it's me. I just didn't communicate it to you right. Okay, the bottom line is it's drugs. If you decrease the flow of drugs, you decrease the homeless population. I'll say it again. If you decrease the flow of drugs, you decrease the homeless population. And if 300 people are on the streets, and the majority of them are arrested for what? Drugs, drug-related. If you reduce that, you're going to help right away from the get-go to reduce the homeless population. I'm not disagreeing that these people need help, and I'm not saying to jail them. I'm saying to jail the 300, and you need a jail bed to put them in there.
And the 300, after they've stayed in jail for their 3 or 4 months or 5 months, probably less, then they come back on the streets again, right? Or are they being treated while they're in there?
Of course they're being treated.
Okay,
just so like
that's,
they did in Rhode Island.
So is
the
it
movie.
The fact
you
that you don't, is you're disagreeing with the idea of the 1 cent sales tax? Is that it?
No, I'm disagreeing with the idea that we need, more police because we don't. We had a $155,000 study we did, and the guy said, hey, we need CSOs. You got no place to put these folks.
Well,
I mean, you heard what the police said there. And honest to goodness, Carl, when we had this showing, we had the four people I talked about. We had Under Sheriff McGreeny, the sheriff, Chief Johnson, and we also had Joe Comente. I'm just saying that if we're going to put a priority there, he said we need more money for probation. No, we don't.
I'd have to go back and look, but his first priority is a jail. He said it yesterday.
It may be that we need a half cent or a cent jail tax for the jail, but once you eliminate and you reduce the drug flow,
I think everybody's agreeing on that,
problem.
Terry. I think everybody agrees on that.
Sure.
No, there's nobody disagreeing because it's not a homeless problem; it's a drug problem. Right.
But again, the money we do get—that's what I'm trying to say. The money we do get that we can spend, that we get, we're giving 73% of it to probation, and probation has a surplus. They have $1,157,284.
Okay, Terry.
And the jail has $597.
I got it.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I know. I understand.
Well,
we're talking about two things, and I understand what you're saying. So the only thing I can do is try to get the chief of probation on here and have her walk us through all of this.
That'd be great.
And I say that, and I forget to call her, so I'm going to call her today right after the show.
That'd be great.
And get her on,
really,
and then have her break it down
on
where it goes. Because I remember, and we got to run because we got another guest. But
no problem.
You remember when the sheriff, like 3 years ago, said we got a $6 million surplus?
Yes, sir.
And then it turns out that
that money was being spent dramatically, and so it while we had it right then, over the next 3 years, it was all spent.
Well,
so I'm not, wait, just let me finish. I'm not sure if it's just all, yes, there's $1.1 million here, but is it already budgeted like you would budget for something, you know, a year out from now?
A lot of businesses will budget
you know,
a year
so
out.
I'm not sure that's it, but you know what? The only way we're going to find out is to get her on.
You betcha.
Okay.
Betcha.
All right, Terry.
Call.
Thank you. And we were going to take a break here on our 7:30 segment here. Thank you so much, of course, our listeners. And, again.
Yeah, I love the passion Terry
has. I do,
because
too.
Because he wants what's best for us.
Right.
But, see, we as a community, we have to get together and agree on this is the way we're going to move forward. Like I heard last night that there's been another initiative put in for another 1 cent sales tax for the city of Reading. Well, we can't have two. We can't have two dueling tax measures. I refuse to do that. So I'm going to have them on and ask them, why do they think theirs is going to work, and what will it do for the whole county? So as soon as we get them on.
And coming up in the next segment, very excited about, well, somebody who's definitely right in the mix of everything, opening a third business, and also involved at the airport. And this will be the Cornerstone Community highlight of business of the week or the month. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio with Carla Lindabot. We'll be right back.
He looked in the mirror and his eyes were clear for the first time in a while.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. metal and glass decorative pieces, water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring, and, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yeah, something that makes you feel good. Candy, but cookies. Cookies
and yogurt.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is 7:36 in the morning here on the 10th of July. It's 67 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. With over a quarter century in the business, and a veteran-owned business, gives just outstanding service to their customers.
We sure made a difference in our air conditioning unit. They just recently came and changed the filters and fixed some things again. But in this portion, what we're doing for this half-hour segment is Cornerstone Community Bank selects a business that is that they've helped out, and we're featuring Jeff Eckelbarger, who is the owner of Cookies and Yogurt. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And you, okay, we've talked about you. Just you came in here 15 minutes early, and we put you in the studio with the headphones on so you could hear,
right,
you know, the passionate callers of what's happening with, you know, drugs or with a homeless. Yeah. But here you are. Been here. You do the home show. Your family's done the home show for years.
Correct.
How many years?
Boy. I started when I remember was 82.
All right. So
if you remember.
Yeah. That's when I started getting paid.
Yeah, child pay. It's child labor.
Can we do a little bit again for maybe people just tuning in and they've maybe been to the, you know, the cookies and yogurt store, which is, by the way, has the best Christmas and the best year-round ornaments and tchotchkes, and if you're ever looking for a gift and go, cookies and yogurt, over in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. So let's do this like trifold, but let's start a little bit about your history.
Okay.
Are you a native?
Yes. So born and raised right here in Reading, went to Enterprise High School, graduated 86. So Enterprise grad.
Okay, and so your family, were they involved in the home? How did you get into retail?
So Shirley, my mom, she started the bath boutique. So she made drapes for so many years, and then she got into the bathroom accessories. And then my mom, obviously Shirley, and my dad, Bob, divorced, and she started dating Mike Popovics. He owned Popovics Carpet Draperies and Upholstery. They also did the home shows. So that's how we got involved with the home shows.
Okay.
And so when he moved away, we bought the business. And so we've been doing the home shows. Shirley's been doing the home shows, gosh, forever. But I bought the company, and she works for me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This mom. Mom's my employee.
Yeah, she's a great employee.
So you must have – do you like to go to the Mart?
We go to the Dallas Mart. And anything you can think of is there. And
do you ever need an assistant? I can schlep very well. Yeah. I've always wanted to go to the Mart. Okay. So that's the home show. How do you move forward into, you know, cookies and yogurt?
So a lot of our recipes are my grandma's recipes. And the way the cookies and yogurt, well, the cookie jar is where it started. My uncle opened it. He was from Yuba City. He came up, opened it, and then his wife got ill, and then he wanted to sell it, so Shirley and I bought it. And so
cookie jar.
It was called Cookie Jar.
And where was that located?
So just across the street in the Cobblestone Center. We're in the Cobblestone Center, but it's right next door. So it wasn't very far away.
Okay.
But we just had cookies, and we just had Christmas at that point.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So when we moved over next to Rayleigh's, boy, and we're going on 8-9 years now, we added self-serve yogurt.
That's right.
Okay, so let's talk about the fact you have a loyal following, so people will come there. You don't probably get walk-bys as much unless they're over there getting their tires done.
Correct.
having sushi. And let's see what else is there. I think there used to be a nail salon there.
For dessert.
Yeah, cookie.
Yeah, I'll get rid of that fortune cookie. I think I'm going to go over there and have a cookie.
No, but they have soft yogurt. Their yogurt is...
All self-served.
Okay, so how has it been for you, and do you have any information about what may go in the former Raley's?
So right now, nothing. Our landlord has not informed us of anything going in there.
Okay. They did the landscaping and fixed it up.
They did. They are a company from Sacramento. They did come. They made it very nice.
Appealing.
Appealing. We had some great new tenants. Obviously, Cornerstone Bank has moved into
right.
our center.
Yeah. That'll help, too. Walk-ins every day.
Yeah.
Getting their yogurt fixed.
Yeah. And, of course, Burrito Bandito moved in three years ago.
Right.
So that's been a great help.
Yeah, that's a good company.
And they're good.
Too.
We like that.
Hey, by the way, one of our listeners wrote in, love the store. Cookies are awesome. I always buy our 8 grandkids Christmas ornaments there every year.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah,
fantastic. Okay, so how long have you been in that location?
So we've been at the location now about 8 years.
Okay, and then you have another business, and then now that we're going to segue into the new addition, that Cornerstone Community Bank give your SBA loan in order to open the third.
Yeah, so we when Raley's went out, Suzanne, who has been a friend of the family forever, she's like, come to our bank. I'm like, okay. So started going there, gosh, probably 5-6 years ago, right as Raley's went out. Just built that relationship with them. They're just great people over there. Jeff, who I don't know very well, but he started flying out, so I was able to talk to him. I had his ear for a few minutes every time he flew out. So.
Well, let's talk about the fact you also work at the airport.
I
so
do.
You are a person, young man, who definitely knows you can teach a class on how to work.
Well,
and what it is to pull hours.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to that business.
Okay.
That you're okay. So tell us about this.
Jeff. Jeff, and the Cornerstone, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the one in Cornerstone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the president, so like I said.
Jeff Fink's been on the show before.
Yeah, he's just a great guy, very personable, able to talk to him. So he flies in and out, and he has a twin brother also.
Oh.
So one time got him confused, but yeah.
Do they really look alike?
They do.
Wow. Okay.
But really nice guy, be able to talk to him. So if you have any issues or you have any problems with your bank, definitely head over to Cornerstone. They're just all personal.
Well, that's what
great.
They say.
That's a great plug.
Yep.
So they gave you your SBA loan. So now you have cookies and yogurt next to Raley's. Uh-huh. And what, didn't you have another location?
We do. We have one up on Eureka Way in the, they call it now the Sunset Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
It's where...
Yeah,
the new grocery outlet went
right,
in there.
Right. Next to there's a Cleaners and another Chinese restaurant. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We like Chinese
restaurants. Yeah, and that's a nice restaurant. We like that one, China King or whatever it is. I don't know what it's called. Anyway.
New China.
Okay, so you're up there. Okay, great. That's close by, too.
And that one's been open for, we opened that in December, so about a year and a half, almost 2 years.
And then you decide after opening a new business, usually people wait. So you're like opening franchises everywhere.
Well,
is that the intention?
No.
I'm going to say you get a franchise. Okay, so now you go to the mall.
Yeah, so the mall has been in the works for quite some time. If anyone knows about working with malls,
Yeah, we've worked with the mall before. No, you're absolutely right. There's not one decision maker there.
It took forever. So.
Well, where are you in the mall?
So we are just center court. So right behind, right across from the pretzel, the new pretzel place there on the corner, and the coffee shop there. And that is, I'm not sure which one they are, but.
Kaleidoscope, I believe.
Kaleidoscope, right behind them.
So these are some really, big things happening. Of course, they've got Home Goods and all the stuff that's going in over there, which we love that store.
And if anyone's been over there lately, they are really starting to move. They've got all the sheetrock up, so it's starting to really look like a building out there. So
when did Cookies and Yogurt open in the mall?
It opened January 15th.
So 1 year right after the other business.
Yeah, almost.
Great locations.
Yeah, no, the one up on Eureka Way, now the grocery outlet's in, because we obviously lost our anchor there again.
Yeah.
With Tops Market going up. But we got Grocery Outlet, yeah. And so it was good.
Big business.
Well, yeah,
there.
They're, and, you know, that's a great.
That's a nice
that's
store.
That's a great little store too. It's got some really good deals in there. Okay, hey, we're here with Jeff from Cookies and Yogurt and
Effelbarger.
Effelbarger, and we have to take a quick break here. 7:44 in the morning. It is about 69 degrees today right now, and it's going to be going up to 92, 93. So enjoy this, because as we get longer into the week, it's going to get a lot hotter. The weather report's brought to you by our friends down there at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, besides just the gift certificates that they've been mailing out to everybody, if you are a military or a veteran or a first responder right now, an active first responder, they have the Stars and Stripes package. And you're going to get a lot of great stuff there at no extra cost, because B&T Satellite believes in supporting our veterans, our active duty, our reserves, and our active first responders. So you have to give them a call at 241-DISH, 241-3474. Stop by 1007 Dana and stop in there. It's right there in the corner. You can see it, B&T Satellite. And like I said, they have a number of super deals right now for that, but plus other deals they have for everybody. Just come in, find out how you can save $100 right away at B&T Satellite, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Call the local guys. We'll be right back. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tower of Power. Tower of Power. Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. If it's about cookies, you know we're going to be talking to cookies and yogurt.
Yes.
Hey, this portion of the show brought by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. She started this company over 15 years ago. And if you need help from, say, a surgery and it's only a couple hours a day, or if it's all the way up to 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is the person you want to call. Voted best in the North State so many times I can't even count it. But she puts together a plan that works for your family, not for her, but for your family. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Redding Home Helpers. Well,
we're here with Cornerstone Community Bank's Business of the Month. And with us this morning is Jeff Eckelbarger, who owns Cookies and Yogurt. And
I'm eating an oat milk cookie.
Yeah, we're not supposed to eat in the studios, but we thought, okay, well, since we own it, it's like, okay. Yeah. It's like, you see people say don't eat in bed, and then the next thing you know, you're holding court in bed. So welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
And now let's congratulate you on your third business that you've opened.
Your third cookies and yogurt you've opened up. Third location.
At the Mount Shasta Mall, and you just opened that in January.
Yes.
Okay, in your landscape of the business, and of course, Cal, you have any, how many employees do you have?
Well, we've gone, got quite a few now, so up to 13, 14, and we're getting ready to hire more because we're getting ready for Christmas season.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
Okay, I keep going back. And in fact, I just went online, cookies and yogurt in Reading. And, of course, your website tells you about everything. And I have a quick story to tell that my many people know that my musical director, the Dean Martin Shows, I went in because it was his birthday, and he's since passed, and I went to flew to L.A. for his memorial. But he was 95, I think, and probably a few years back I went into your store on Hartnell, and we put together a platter. And sent the platter, wrapped it, but sent it and mailed it. And he said, "You have no idea that cookies are my favorite and what that meant for me."
Yes.
So I'm just putting that word out to you that, you know, maybe somebody's in a downtime or maybe they don't feel well or they've been through, we had a lot of trauma lately.
Yeah.
A platter from Cookies and Yogurt delivered or sent or a box that you brought in this morning with a dozen. Beautiful, fresh cookies, many which were your grandmother's recipes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, cookies just warm the soul. You know what I mean? When someone brings you a cookie, nice chocolate chip cookie, it's nice. We do that a lot. We do a lot of cookies. We do a lot of platters for a lot of people.
And Christmas is coming up. Last year, you went over and above board, and I said I wanted to give out tins.
Correct.
And you went and bought, I don't know, and we gave tins to all of our customers with cookies in them.
Yeah. And that was our first year with the cookie tins, and they went very well.
Yes, so, yes, yes. So tell us more. Okay, you also work at the airport.
Correct.
And we now have our flights from, I know, Cornerstone. Cornerstone has supported your businesses, so we talked about you have 13 employees, adding more for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, okay, before we go to the airport, what has been in your landscape of your business and the state of California and all the hoops and all the things, you know, workman's comp and et cetera, et cetera. But you still are encouraged to open another business.
Right. So just a couple things. First of all, local. We support local, any type of local event, any high school, sober grads. You know, we're giving cookies to all of those people. So local is really big for us. Number two, I have to give a plug to O2 Staffing. They've just really stepped up to the plate. It's where I get my people.
Wow.
The girls over there.
Good plug.
Great. Yeah. Like I said, it's really taken the burden off of me hiring and the HR side. So that's been kind of a good thing for us to use them for our hiring. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so more people are going to get jobs Christmas time. Yeah.
No, we
any
hire,
age.
We hire any age. We do clean machinery, so have to be over 18 to clean a yogurt machine.
Right.
But it's not necessary.
Right.
We do have some great kids that are coming up.
Does that mean all your employees get there at the yogurt machine and they get to lick the
no licking the ice cream.
No licking
but
it.
But you can put it in a cup.
Okay.
So we do encourage our employees to try our cookies, try the yogurt, because if you come up and say, hey, how is this oatmeal raisin cookie?
Yeah,
you had it.
It's really, really good, by the way. But that's the other thing, too. Eat all the cookies you want because, you know, after 3 days, they're not going to be eating cookies again.
Exactly.
So how did you go from cookie the jar to add the yogurt?
Yeah, so obviously I work for the airport, and I fly all around the United States. I don't go out of the country very often. I do like the United States. It's really nice. But anyways, so what we started seeing was these yogurt stores popping up, and they self-serve yogurt. You come in, put what you want in. They had these nice topping bars, and I'm thinking, boy, in that topping bar, I have everything. I have the nuts. I've got we make our own granola. We make two granolas, honey granola and peanut butter granola. We make it there. All of our stuff we make from scratch there at the store. We
include in the yogurt?
Not the yogurt.
We
do buy that in. We do mix a few of those ourselves.
Okay.
Like we take two, like our we do a caramel apple at Christmas time. We mix those two together. And it's pretty good. But everything we have in our topping bar, you know, probably 50% of it we already had with making our cookies,
like
chocolate chips, you name it. So when I was down there, I thought, boy, if you could mesh those two together, cookies are busy in the wintertime and yogurt's busy in the summertime.
That's great.
So it just was like a perfect fit. And that just kind of happened.
What happens because you're perceptive enough to look around and say, okay, this is happening here. Now, I can jump on the forefront of this, and I've already got half of it, what we need. And it was an easier transition for you than people having to start from scratch.
Correct.
But it's been a success, obviously. I applaud you because you hear about all these, you know, all this hoopla of, oh, they're starting this business, oh, they're starting this business. And then 2 years later, they're gone, right? No, I mean, that's just, you get that. And then you get businesses like yours opening up your third location. You don't hear about it until you come on the show.
Yeah.
You know, you go below the radar, but just quietly, but effectively expanding your business, hiring more people, paying more taxes. Yes. I mean, you probably pay for a policeman all by yourself.
I probably do.
You probably do. But you know what? But that's important. Yeah. We need businesses like yours and ours and all our local community to do that, to be strong, because that's where that tax base comes in. Yep. So anything that the city could do to encourage this, I'm all for.
Yep.
So we have just a few more minutes.
Okay.
You also work at the airport, like you said. You're there. You do shifts sometimes that are 4:30 to 7.
Yes, certainly.
And you can work half-time or part-time.
I work part-time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in your experience, what you've been hearing is that we have a local flight to L.A. at 6 a.m. 6:35. Now, you said before we got on the air today, which I want to share with our listeners, could you share if it's 70, 80?
So I'm not sure if it's 70 or 80%, but United has come to, I think Bethel Church, they're a big supporter of flying out of Reading.
Yeah, they've always been. Yeah. They put a lot of money into into that million-dollar account.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of people traveling in.
They
and
do. Right. We don't really realize how many people they bring to our community because there's times when all of our
There's 11,000 members in that church in our community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
think about that.
Yeah, and when they do an event, I mean, our planes are full for weeks. So.
Okay.
Anyway, but the theory is that if we keep it 70 to 80% full, we could get a second flight.
Okay. See, that's encouraging to hear that. That's positive news moving forward, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, the big thing is that we've got that one flight coming in.
Yep.
And we also have San Francisco. We can't forget that.
Three flights to San Francisco.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great, though, if that next flight takes us to, say, Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Denver.
Yeah, we'd like that.
Boy, that would be great. I tell you what, that would open up a lot of stuff right there.
Yeah. You know, and it's really possible.
We're running out of time. We just really want to thank you, first of all, for coming in. But we also want to thank you for being a good part of our community that supports so many things for kids, veterans, All these events are out there. You're there, Jeff. And cookies and yogurt. If you're going to get by cookies or yogurt, you don't even have to search anymore. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Okay, they're in the mall. They're down on Eureka Way.
They're in my mouth.
And they're at the Raley's, the old Raley's Shopping Center right there next to them. So thank you so much for being here.
Well,
and
thanks
to Cornerstone Bank for putting this on every month that we talk to another business that's a success.
Well, thank you guys.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation, and we're going to ask them some questions. I want to tie some questions into that documentary I saw last night, Seattle is Dying. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I'm Rich Thomason. It is music to the ears of Wall Street. Stocks are higher on Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's suggestion that an interest rate cut could be just around the corner.
In his twice-a-year report to Congress, Powell's sending signals that a rate cut is on the way.
Growth in business investment seems to have slowed notably, and overall growth in the second quarter appears to have moderated. The slowdown in business fixed investment may reflect concerns about trade tensions and slower growth in the global economy.
Analysts see that as a sign the Fed is ready to cut interest rates for the first time in a decade, possibly later this month.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Britain's ambassador to the U.S. calls it quits on the heels of leaked diplomatic cables sharply critical of President Trump.
The cable showed Kim Derrick calling the Trump administration dysfunctional and inept. The president called him a pompous fool and said he would no longer deal with Derrick. Mark Short, Vice President Pence's chief of staff, says resigning was the right move.
His ability to be effective was probably limited.
Derrick's comments had been meant for a limited audience, and the leak has embarrassed Prime Minister Theresa May's government.
Good government depends on public servants being able to give full and frank advice.
Derrick had been set to retire at year's end. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It has rained a lot, and now central Nebraska bracing for the possibility of major flooding.
Right now, these waterlogged areas, any rain, really any amount of rain, causes more problems and does more harm.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Moritz. Air horns blared and throngs of spectators cheered as the U.S. women's soccer team reigned supreme once again, this time in New York City's Canyon of Heroes. The city honoring the team with a big ticker tape parade this morning in Lower Manhattan. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 80 points, the S&P 11 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Iran warns Europe it will violate more provisions of the nuclear accord if Europe fails to come through with the financial incentives called for under the agreement. The BBC's Bethany Bell in Vienna.
Europeans very much want to see Iran return to its commitments under the nuclear deal. The Europeans are saying return to the limits, return back. But the Europeans are in a very difficult position. They have the US pressure on the one hand, increasing sanctions, and then they have Iran saying you need to make things easier for us and for our economy to mitigate those US sanctions.
The Iranian president says that Britain will face repercussions over the seizure of an Iranian supertanker last week. And the authorities in Gibraltar suspect was breaching European sanctions on oil shipments to Syria. Hassan Rouhani was quoted by the official Iranian news agency. News and analysis at townhall.com. Controversy in Canada over the showing of an American pro-life movie.
Ellis Jacob, Cineplex president and chief executive officer, said the choice to screen Unplanned
at 14 out of the company's nearly 1,700 screens across Canada was a complicated one, and it was not made easily or lightly. The movie is based on the memoirs of Abby Johnson, a former clinic director at Planned Parenthood who became a pro-life activist. The movie is scheduled to open in Canada on Friday at more than 24 cinemas across the country. Jacob said controversial films are nothing new to the movie industry, but Canadians embrace freedom of expression. Keith Peters reporting.
Republican lawmakers in Virginia have adjourned a special legislative session that was called by the Democrat governor to consider gun control measures in the wake of a mass shooting in Virginia Beach. Virginia is a key election battleground state. It's currently the only state where control of the legislature is up for grabs this year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Here it is, the 10th of July already, and Ashley's at the helm and got Linda with the news.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 69 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with a high of 95. Mostly clear tonight with 70. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with 100 degrees, mostly clear. 71's on Thursday night. Friday, hot again with 105 as we double with our triple digits into Saturday, 104. And Sunday coming to 100. That's the forecast from the National Weather Service here, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. With us today are the
economic.
That's it. Thank you very much. Economic Development Corporation and the president and CEO, Tony Giovanella, and then the vice president, Todd Jones.
Good morning, Todd.
For a couple of years ago, I called him Todd Brown. And then so this morning, I just jokingly said, oh, yeah, Todd Brown. And then I almost said it again. So I have got to stop even thinking about it. I don't know why, because you are Todd Jones.
You probably knew a lot of, well, you didn't know first names of the Marines, but last names, Jones, Brown, Smiths, they all kind of blend together.
Well,
so
I tell you what, no, most of them I just said, Marine, come here, Marine. And, or somebody said, come here, Marine, and I did that. The biggest, one of the biggest changes is when they put our names on our uniform, because probably before your time.
Much before my time.
We never had our names on our uniforms. All it said was USMC, because Commandant figured that was enough. We're all Marines. Then the Army had their names. And then when Desert Shield kicked off, you know, you have people on the news and all the time. Then there were, you know, just they had the Army names, but it was just Marines. Somehow after that, we put our last name on our uniforms. And just in a little change.
Well, you know, Jones is a common name, but Todd is a very, very special individual. So.
Well, that's true. And speaking of common names, Giovanello. I mean, you hear that all the time. Like, I even know a doctor here in town named that.
Well, you know, in Italian, it means always young.
Really?
It's not working, but yeah.
Well, the longer you work for the EDC, every year counts as two. You know, that's what Linda and I said. Yeah, we've only been married 10 years, but when you work together, each one counts as two. So we're celebrating our 20th anniversary,
right,
January
right.
1st. Yeah. And sometimes it's three to one. Hey, last night I saw Seattle Was Dying, and they had this presentation down at the Cascade Theater. The place was full, and I saw a lot of familiar faces, but I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen before. Afterwards, it was presentations by Stephanie Bridget, Dr. Gary Greenberg, I think is his name. I have to check it for sure. Chief Mike Johnson, I understand, and then Joe Clemente. I just saw here they just posted that the revised homeless count shows an increase of 19.5% in Redding. And it says shows a slight increase. And the person making the comment said somehow slight at 19.5 does not mean anything, because when L.A. did theirs, they had a 16.5 increase, and it was horrendous. Now, if you've got 60,000 or 70,000, that's one thing. And we've got, I think, 700
Yeah, it went something like 600 to 800 or something like
Something like that. Yeah. Now, this has an impact on our community to pull businesses in. Linda can tell a story about trying to get doctors in here. And why we can't get doctors in here is why, hon?
Well, I mean, and we're not saying where you heard it from or anything like that, but I've heard this and we've talked about it before. It's usually getting the wives in here.
Well, it could be from a friend, group of friends who happen to be associated with the medical field. And, you know, women talking and having lunches and dinners and cocktail conversations, saying that doctors are difficult and veterinarians are difficult to get to the Reading area because of the crime. And that's what the groups are saying. So I'm just here to say I didn't know I was going to be put on the spot with that.
Too bad. You don't tell me anything that has to do with our community. Expect it to be held a secret here unless I've been paid. No, some people say don't say this, and I don't say that. But what impact? And you two see it all the time. What impact does this our crime problem and the whole and I'm going to stop saying homeless. And our drug problem have mm-hmm. in our community, Tony, and you trying to do your job.
Well, yeah, they're real problems. And comparatively, for some reason, I don't think our numbers are as bad as other places, but we seem to talk about it more. And that, you know, doesn't help. I think some of these things that you see are kind of concentrated in certain areas. So if people drive through, we had an instance years ago, when remember DNS family had made an offer on Stillwater, I had a number of meetings with them. My first meeting was at a Starbucks, and the CEO of that company said, before we talk about any relocation or expansion plans here, you know, you got 15 minutes to tell me why I should move here. I mean, I drove through the middle of town, and this is what I saw.
Okay.
You know, and
that's
so
fair.
That's a perfect example of what you're saying, right? But I do think that we amplify the problem. We shouldn't avoid it. We need to solve it. But we amplify it by talking about it the way we do, and we talk about it out so it broadcasts out. I want to start a new program where we think well of ourselves. Every time I hear somebody say something negative about our area, I'm going to come back with three or four positive things. Because we have many, many great things.
Absolutely. That's what we talked about yesterday, is that why, but we're here because we love our community.
Yeah, and once you get here, you stay, as we've heard from doctors and their wives, you know, they were on the fence. They were here for a two-year tour. They were on the fence, and then they bought because they really love the community.
Right.
And this is what we tell people.
Their friends.
You know, because we don't have, you know, frankly, I love hearing it from San Francisco and L.A. and San Diego because and Portland and Seattle, because you look at the huge problems they have there, riots in the streets and everything. And we don't have that. Yes, we have numbers there. And we have, and, you know, we were having problems with Henderson Open Space, and the police came down there, and the people that had called me about the problem came by the other day and said they've moved a lot of them out of there. So that problem isn't like it used to be. So we have the capabilities of this. But the one thing that was driven home to me by that Seattle is dying is it's a drug problem. It's not lack of housing. We have housing. We can get people into housing. It's drugs. Unless we have a way of taking care of that, you're going to be fighting this battle continuously.
Well, and just think about it. Every drug addicted person is potentially a worker that has been pulled out of the workforce, and we are desperate for people. Our businesses are growing, and they're limited or constrained by the ability to hire more capable people.
Let's talk about that a little bit. You know, as we know, the construction industry has got to be exploding right now. I know the cost of materials is exploding because they can't get enough of them, and yet we don't have the people to work there. I've heard that Shasta College, halfway through their courses, are people being hired, almost being hired away from school because they have the knowledge to come in and start working at a livable wage.
Well, and we know that although college is fabulous, when you really get out into the workforce, you're learning your craft and trade on the job, right? So, I mean, this is a perfect opportunity for people to, if you would, jumpstart and accelerate careers. I think companies, if they see people that are going to show up on time, you know, come with the right hygiene level, communicate respectfully, they're willing to invest because they need you.
And they are. In the end, you make 60 days with them, you get a raise. Things like that. And show that you can do the job, that you show up on time. Here at our station, it's so important that our producers, our board operators, show up 15 minutes early. They always do. I don't worry about it. I just don't worry about it because of the quality we have here. And they jump into things. But that's just what any employer is looking for, is somebody who shows up on time, does their job, and then it is not, you're not spending, as we know, Todd, 90% of your time on 10%
right.
of your Marines. Right?
Yeah, there's always the 10%.
It's always that 10%.
And if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late, right? So that's
they come in they're the ones that come in maybe a minute late all the time. They're not really prepared. Oh, I forgot this, I forgot that. You know, what do you mean? How can you forget your uniform? How can you forget your cover? How do you forget your hat? You know, come on, Marine, you wear it every day of your life. How do you forget it? You know,
I had one of those when my first time I was a squad leader. I had a Marine in my squad, and she was female. I was in intel, so we had mixed mm-hmm. units, and she was late every single time. So I made her buy a watch and wear it every single day, and it helped a little bit, but it's just funny. I mean, it was that soft skills thing. It's like, well, I don't know what time it is. Well, you don't have a watch.
Now, see, when they're late like that in the Marine Corps, here's what we can do. You give them a chance, buy your watch, do that, and then say, okay, I'm charging you with an Article 15, your UA, and you go in front of the company commander, who then takes part of your money away from you and then restricts you to the barracks for 30 days. And guess what? They show up on time. We do not have that capability in this town right now. We cannot put them... We cannot restrict their behavior right now.
Yeah, we need them. I've worked in businesses and run businesses where basically, you know, you do your employee performance evaluations, and people that finished in the top 10, the bottom 10%, you know, you try and find out if there were a training issue or whatever. But honestly, if in the next evaluation period they were still in the bottom 10%, they were let go because we felt that that was the most humane thing to do because they were not fit for that position, and they should find something that was a better fit for them.
Yeah.
And we would help them do that. And at the same time, you're raising the whole game of your company.
Absolutely. Okay. We're here with Tony Giovanella, who is the CEO of Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who's the vice president and is the entrepreneur kind of guy there with, and I know there's a lot of things going on, things that have happened since in this last month. So we need to talk about that, but that really made, because I've seen the Seattle Dying. But last night, for some reason, maybe it's when you're sitting around a lot of people, and you would hear things like, ooh, when you'd show these things. And then the problems that people were having with their city councils, and I'm not saying our city council is like these, but all you have to do is call 911, and the woman goes, and the whole audience in the movie, in the documentary, started laughing. Call 911. Really? If you call 911, they don't come because it's this. It's this. Oh, no. They've got to have a gun. So when you get into that. Anyway, I'm going way over time here. It's 8:17 in the morning. It's 70 degrees out there, going up to 92 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance Financial. And it's so cool. We have a company like Maxwell Insurance and Financial that knows what they're doing. They take care of business. We're talking about taking care of business. It's Judy Maxwell and her people helping families and veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, give Judy a call at 221-0441, especially if you're having problems with fire insurance. We'll be right back. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Ashley, you rock.
Good morning. It is 70 degrees out there, going up to 92 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. The Shasta Regional Medical Center and one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health, a fully accredited chest pain center. The emergency room, they're averaging, we had the head of the emergency room on yesterday, said they're averaging right now under 30 minutes from the time you get in there to the time, you know, that you've been seen and then leaving. Some cases take a little bit longer, but on the average, that's what it is. So that tells you what kind of work that they're doing at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You have a choice. If you're in the ambulance or they're taking you to an emergency room, you may want to go. So say, hey, take me to Shasta Regional Medical Center. You're going to be in and out quicker. Hey, we're here with Tony Giovanella, who is the president and CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is the vice president. And, you know, we talked a little bit about what was going on in the Seattle Dying thing and how you can draw some parallels. Not our problems here, we have our problems, but nowhere even close to what those larger cities are having, but how we want to prevent it. But there are so many good things going on here. We really need to get into that.
Yeah, so one of the very promising things that, you know, I've been seeing over the last couple of weeks, last month we talked about the Walton Family Foundation ranking, And as I go out and talk to people in the community, people have seen that news. They've seen the press releases. They've seen the social media, and people are excited by it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's good news out there to offset.
That happened the day before you came in here. You know, they made that announcement, and then you all came in the next day, and it was so good to talk about this. Now, we are in the top 30 cities in America.
It's unbelievable.
For doing business.
And you know what? I'm going to talk a little bit more about how we can even increase that in a little bit. But, you know, the other thing is, other than what we do here with you every month, which we appreciate, a lot of people don't get a lot of visibility through what we do. So right now we're in our contract renewal period mm-hmm. with City of Shasta Lake, City of Redding, and the county. So last month we spoke in front of the Shasta Lake City Council. And this month we'll be working to speak in front of the Board of Supervisors and the Redding City Council. So that's a way for people to see a little bit more about what we're doing. I think, Carl, I sent you our EDC overview booklet. It's about 100 pages.
Wow.
If people send us an email, we will give them an electronic link to that so they can see. And that's not even everything we're doing.
Well, my friends, you need to take a look at this. This is just like the last person we had in here, Jeff Elkewarger from Cookies and Yogurt, quietly opened up his third location. There are so many things going on in our community, and EDC has got their little fingers into so much of it. I mean, it's true. I mean, you do. You know, you're pushing, you're urging, you're bringing in things, and people need to understand just exactly what the EDC does for our community.
Well, and, you know, we do it because it's the right thing, and it's the good thing to do. We're not doing it to advertise the EDC. We're doing it for results, and we don't do it by ourselves. We're basically connectors and facilitators. There's people working hard all over our community, and we just try and connect them and amplify the efforts, right? And so that's our primary focus. You know, let's go back to that ranking for a second. So that ranking was fabulous. But I look at parts of our community, and they're not firing on all cylinders. So as an example, in Shasta Lake City, there's so much opportunity up there. And we're going to be, in the future, we're going to be working more closely with the city staff there and the Chamber of Commerce. You know, the Chamber of Commerce there doesn't have the kind of resources that we have here in the Redding Chamber.
Sure.
And we're going to work with those groups to try and see if we can gain some leverage, and we can bring some, if you would, process, procedure, insight, and guidance. Obviously, the City of Shasta Lake's people know what they want to be and really need to do the work. But we're going to do our best to help them focus and organize because, you know, we have that ability. So we're excited by that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, if all the different areas of our county are firing on all cylinders, we're going to drop down. We're going to get closer to number one, right? So we want to do that.
That'd be nice, you know, instead of dropping off this chart next year, be up to like number 20 or 15. Wouldn't that be nice?
I like to be in single digits.
Well, so would I. But you know what? But this is, you know what? This has taken us a while to get here. So this isn't like a, you know, EDC in this city is recovering. EDC has always been there, but the city's recovering now. And it's just going to get better next year. So I can't see how we wouldn't be going up on that list.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go through all the details, but if you drive around, you see dirt moving, you see construction happening, and behind the scenes, you see land being purchased, right? So we're in a totally different environment now than we were three or four years ago.
One of the best parts about working for the EDC is we get insight into all these things that are happening. And if, you know, I don't hold my breath for some of these things because projects take a long time, developments take a long time, but the amount of activity on stuff outside of downtown, different businesses and multifamily structures and all these huge projects all over the city of Redding in the county, I mean, it's billions of dollars worth of activity.
Well, yeah, that's what we talked about.
It's
amazing. I mean, I can just, you know, on my way in the morning, I see the county courthouse. I see K2 guys down there. In fact, Danny wants to come on the show. We got to get Danny Knott back on the show. But then you see another place like the Americana Lodge down here done. You know that they're planning on building others. I mean, it's just moving ahead, smartly, as we would say.
So when you talked about Shasta Lake City, mm-hmm. Some of the great things happening out there, can you name a few?
Well, we're kind of in the planning stage. So just think about where they're located. They've got some of the most beautiful rolling hills and land out mm-hmm. there. They're, you know, they're right next to the lake. They're the closest spot next to the lake, right? They do have a small kind of community environment. It is a very close-knit community. If you've been at the, you know, Friday in the Park lately, you know, the whole community comes out. So I think they see the potential. They're willing to work hard, and I think they just need a rallying point. So we're just going to help a little bit. But ultimately, it's going to be their energy, their participation, and their effort.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the biggest things that's happening up there is the Rancheria is building the hotel.
Building a new
right
hotel.
Right off I-5. So, you know, kind of like the K2 project was a big impetus for a lot of things happening downtown. I think that's going to be a big impetus for a lot of people to say, hey, this is a smart place to invest. There's a community that wants to support you and help you grow, like many places in our county. But I think that hotel is going to be a big.
Well, they don't. And Redding Rancheria, Gary Hayward is out there. He studied this. You know, they're not going to put a hotel out there that's not going to be a success. Why would you do that? Why? You know, every time it seems like we turn around here in town, we get another hotel that's going up here. And I have to ask myself. I said, well, another one? What? Why would they do that? You know, except for the fact is. They're not jerks who are doing this. I mean, these are not guys. This is their first hotel. I mean, they've researched and said, well, there's room here, and we can make money here. Right here, if we put this hotel right here, we're going to make money. Wow. So it seems like we have a lot of those going up, too. But I tell you what, we need to take a quick break. We're here with Tony Giovanello and Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, over 42 counties. Not only can you get concealed carry there, you can also be trained in unarmed combat. You can also defense of your home. And now they're getting ready to start a new program. I don't really want a CCW. I'm not going to carry, but I would like to learn how to use a firearm correctly and safely. They're starting a program like that. And if you don't have a firearm, they will provide one for you. Give them a call. 530-999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com and find out more. Make a phone call and ask more about these new classes they're getting ready to start. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading, a great prime rib dinner, and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The Trinidad is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Ready Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Ready Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Radio. Good morning, everybody. 35 in the morning here on the 10th of July, 2019. It is about 70 degrees right now, going up to 92 today. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, based in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, of course, but it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans also, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. A place you like to go in there, and they work on appointments now, so you don't have to wait because it's so popular in there. So you give them a call at 244-9478, walk in, get your haircut, walk out. Or you can get in there early like I do, catch up on your reading, your guns and ammo, flight magazines, Cosmopolitan, all of those. Right there.
Watch some golf. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, watch some golf. Yeah, on there. Tony, you ought to try that there. I'm sure you'll like it.
We are here with the Economic Development Gang. And talking about some other good things that are going on that you guys have your fingers in.
Yeah, so one of the things that we started a couple years ago is we have this program called the Kickstart Program. And as many people know, we used to be up on Caterpillar. We recently relocated last September down just right down the street from here, across from the Civic Auditorium. And the Kickstart Program is first, it's a free co-working membership for income-eligible individuals. So if you're a lower income or your business is just getting started, you can come in, look at the guidelines, or email me, and we can get you a free membership to the Venture Hub. So we still have co-working space where we're at, and it's open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And with that co-working membership, it's not just a place to come and work that's quiet and a little bit different vibe than a coffee shop. You'll also have access to Tony and I for mentoring. We can help connect people with the Shasta Angels, Pitch Breakfast, all the different events that we're doing, and kind of just get you plugged in to the startup community. So it's a really cool program, and we're looking at more partnerships and more value add that we can do for these members to say, hey, it's not just a place to work. We're going to offer some more amenities, offer some more partnerships throughout the community, and we're really excited about it. So it starts – it's a fiscal year that we work on. It's a – community development block grant we get from the city of Reading to help us fund this program.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just started last week for this new year, and we're enrolling people right now. So if you're interested, come see us. It's a really cool program, and what's better than a free membership to an office space? So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's going to keep Todd so busy. On July 1, he started as full-time vice president. So he's there every day.
I was 4/5 time before that. I had my hands in other things, so I had to delegate other things in my life, which were fun, but I really wanted to put my energy and focus into the EDC. And so on top of that, like Tony mentioned over the break, the Venture Conference, which we had such a great year this year, the Shasta Angels invest $350,000 into one company, $50,000 into another company, and then one company won a $10,000 prize. And he's actually in New York City today pitching at a Venture Summit there. So I'm going to get an email from him or a text within the next couple of hours to kind of give us an update.
And what was that business?
That was rent. So he came in last month, Nathan Slafter.
Okay.
He came in last month on the air, and we talked about his business, the rental platform for
paying
rent. Earning, building credit.
And you're building credit there. And so not being able to get a write-off is really, you know, I mean, people are renting. A lot of people rent because they can't quite make it to that house yet. So they're renting, but they get nothing for this. I mean, it's your $1,000 or $1,500 bucks or $2,000 a month you just throw away.
Or in Manhattan or San Jose or San Francisco.
Yeah,
$4,000
a month. Yeah, we're talking about right here, that how it can help you right here. But just imagine in the big cities. And what that does is you build up credit in that, and you it works out for you money-wise.
Yeah, and it's so exciting for us, and I think equally encouraging for Nathan, because he's been building this product, and he's got trademarks and trademarks and copyrights in all these domains. He's been working on it for years. Now that it's out in the public, you know, there's a community of people that are supporting him. So I think that's really the best part about the startup ecosystem. You don't build things by yourself. You got to get out there, go to Pitch Breakfast, which we have one tomorrow from 7:15 to 8:30 at From the Hearth. We have two companies pitching. One of them is a local filmmaker who's won 3 Emmys, and she's pitching a film project.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's got a 3-time Emmy winner here?
3 Emmys. Yeah, she moved to town recently, and she's got
What'd she get her Emmys for?
She got her Emmys for, I believe the last two were for documentaries that aired on PBS, so documentaries she put together.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the topics of them. But
that's okay. No,
really
3
quickly.
Emmys. I mean,
3 Emmys.
Were those local Emmys, or what doesn't make any difference?
Oh, they're Emmys.
They're Emmys.
Yeah,
she's got the trophy. I said, bring one of the trophies, and she's pitching to the Angels next week.
Yeah, we'd like to get her on.
It's a really cool.
I mean, to have somebody here that has reached that level and is in our town doing something like that is just, I mean, people that are success, and we don't hear enough about that, which goes back to our original conversation. We don't hear about the successes that are here.
And why not?
Hey, who's in charge of the – is there a movie czar here?
There is.
And
yeah.
Who's that?
Film Shasta, Sabrina. I can't think of her last name.
Jurish.
Yeah. So she's putting together lots of stuff. There is a lot of momentum building in that world, and it's something I'm a little bit detached to, but I know enough people like Melody, who's pitching tomorrow, who has the 3 Emmys, and she's working on a feature film now. She's worked on a lot of other big projects. One of her actual producers for this film she wants to do, just a side topic, was the producer for Hacksaw Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a consulting producer, and if the project goes forward, he'll be on the project. But yeah, Sabrina's works with Visit Reading. She's the Film Shasta commissioner, and she's helping coordinate a lot of these activities and getting, you know, big feature films to shoot parts of their film up here and shows them places.
How many of those have occurred?
A lot of small different things. No, there's been a lot of work. And as a matter of fact, she reaches out to me now and then, and I connect her with landlords who have available buildings. As a matter of fact, she reached out to me last week, and she's working on another potential project. There's so much work that's starting to develop here that there's even been discussion about some of our smaller filmmakers actually collaborating on a space that they could timeshare. So they wouldn't be spending their time doing that if this wasn't, you know, an income-producing opportunity.
Well, I really believe it is. I know of films that are being produced right now in this area that are little money makers. And this was brought up years ago about having a studio here, because I also know producers that have done films. And when I asked them, why don't you do something up here and rent it? Albeit this was some time ago, maybe 8 years ago. He says, I only have, and I think his budgets were like the $50 million to $60 million budgets, which are, you know, those are pretty good budgets. He says, I don't have enough money to film up and running because I have to bring everybody in. And then I have to pay them double time. Then I have to pay all their expenses. Then I have to pay their meals. We just can't do that. Where you've got places in like New Mexico and Georgia and other places that they have a very active film commission that helps, you know, that they film all over the place there. But he said, if you had the studio, well, my problem is if you have the studio, you've got to have enough work to keep it open like that. So it's kind of, a catch-22. If you had the studio, it would bring people in, but if you don't have the people in there, you've got to kind of like bite it or eat that expense.
Well, we're getting there.
It's growing, absolutely.
And I think there is a special incentive versus filming in L.A. to film here in Northern California to offset some of those costs.
Kansas State, I believe.
It'd be interesting to actually bring Sabrina in
We're going to do that. And that's another one of the people we need to bring in to talk, because this is another place. It's another arrow in our quiver, and we've got to look at that. You know, so when people are saying, well, yeah, we have this, we have these startups, we have a thriving film community here of, you know, there's smaller productions, but they're up here. We've given them help to get, you know, to start making their movies here.
Yeah, and it's a great, you know, you can go to lakes, mountains, snow, desert, you know, within an hour or two everywhere.
You've got it everywhere. Yeah. And I know one producer, director right now, he's done at least five films up here and is making a sixth.
Yeah, Film Shasta is also open with commercial shoots as well, which is smaller potatoes, but still they're bringing a crew up. They're bringing all these things. They're spending money and time and hotels and restaurants.
And they come up for 2 or 3 days,
yeah,
as opposed to having to be up here for 2 or 3 weeks. So I think this is something that could be a viable part of our economy also, but also be a very positive type on the economy. It's green, it's low impact on the areas and all this. So I'm here with Tony Giovanello and Todd Jones from the Economic Development Corporation. And Todd's just taken over full time as vice president instead of 4/5 of his time. Well, I'm not sure how that works.
Full time now.
And we're talking about the variety of things that are going on in Shasta County and the North State up here. We're going to take a quick break. It's 8:45 in the morning. It's 72 degrees out there, going up to 92 today. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory, with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
All are welcome to the 16th annual backpack giveaway at the Reading Aquatic Center on Saturday, August 10th at 6 p.m. If buying another year's worth of school supplies is a financial strain for your family, join us at this free community event. Registration opens Monday, July 15th and runs until we're full. Call 262-6800 to register your child to receive a free backpack of supplies for K through 12th grade and join us for food, prizes, live music, and swimming. This event is sponsored by Bethel Church, and we want all children in Shasta County to have a great start this fall.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the 10th of July, 8:49 in the morning. It's 72 degrees out there, going up to 92 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. And we're with Tony Giovanella, who is the president and CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is the vice president there. And we talked a bit about the venture, and we're going to go back to that. We've got manufacturing. You're talking manufacturing here, buddy.
Yeah, manufacturing. And then I want to, before I even go into that, I want to talk about the California Competes opportunity. So companies can apply to the state. And basically, the next application period starts July 29th. They do this about three times a year. There's $90 million that they're going to award in tax credits.
Wow.
And basically, if you're a company that's investing in new real estate, new equipment, or employees, or any combination of those, you can be eligible. It's a very simple application. You can call the EDC at 224-4920. We'll help you with it if you need help.
Is this for any company that's buying new equipment, they're expanding and all this kind of, and hiring new people and all this?
That's right. And they earmark about 25 to 30% of the $90 million for smaller businesses. And I've kind of been beaten on the state. Well, first, I'm disappointed that we don't get a lot of companies applying for it. And when you look at the awards, they're awarded to companies from Woodland South.
Yeah.
And I've been beaten on the state saying, if we actually get some people to apply, you know, we need to get some of that dough. So I encourage people to do that.
Is there a minimum and maximum on this?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but there really isn't.
Okay.
So, cause it's,
are these just tax credits or is it cash?
It's tax credits over 6 years.
Okay, so it's not cash, but it is tax credits.
Yeah, which is cash over time.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing I want to talk about is we're kicking off our program with CMTC, California Manufacturing Network. We are their agent up here, and that allows us to provide free consulting to manufacturing companies. We have contracted with our local telemarketing, telesales organization, 511. Starting next week, they'll be calling about 200 manufacturers in our area, and this is really an opportunity to get your tax money returned to you. It's truly free consulting. So when you get that call, seriously listen to the opportunity, okay? So we're excited about that, and we're hoping to help 15 to 20 companies between now and the end of September.
And what can they get from this then?
Okay, so that basically we come in and we kind of discover, you know, what keeps them up at night or what's causing them not to grow as rapidly, or if they're experiencing a blip, you know, what can we do to help them in sales and marketing, et cetera. And a consultant will give them 24 hours of free consulting. And ultimately, all they have to do is provide a little information and agree to fill out a one-page survey 6 months after the consulting is done so that we see if it's made a difference or not. That's it. It's as easy as it is.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So Grow Manufacturing Initiative. You know, we've been doing that for a long time, and we're getting more and more companies coming into it. And we're excited because we have some subcommittees now. There's one on workforce, and we've talked about a lot about that today. And they're putting together a platform for companies to work together to amplify their efforts in working with the educational community, in recruiting people from outside. So we're really excited about that. That presentation will probably be presented sometime in August, and we'll make it available to all businesses. There's also a subcommittee on customized training. Shasta College is helping to put together customized training for a bunch of different companies. And again, that's funded at least partially by employee training panel dollars, which are state funds, ETP funds. So another way to get some of your tax money back, right? And these are all opportunities to, if you would, upgrade, uplift our manufacturing community. So
have you looked at anything, because you guys are so tapped in to these things, have you looked at anything for veteran-owned businesses? You know, you hear all the time, oh, there's that money out there for veteran businesses to start to expand. Yet when you get into it, you find out there's nothing different than any other thing. They tell you, well, go to a bank. Okay.
for financing?
Well, for financing or things in there. Like, hey, you're a veteran business. You've been in business for so long. You wanted to expand, and this is how we're going to help you expand that business. I look into this a lot. I see nothing. Always goes back to go back to your bank and ask them.
I don't see a lot of financing options out there.
Or even tax breaks.
Yeah, the only
for veteran businesses, and if you hire veterans. And what about if you're living in a special economic area down here, remember? I mean, this area right down here
opportunity zone.
Is an opportunity zone. And yet, I'm not sure how that works. You know, I guess my CPA knows, and hopefully that he knows everything else. But I don't see anything, and we're such a heavy veteran community that we don't. I don't see things like that. I see all these little startups, and I see all the not little startups, and I see all this money being poured into them. But I don't see something that's veteran oriented. And veterans bring in over $4 million a year just in their not retirement stuff, but in their disabilities and all these payments come into this county. $4 million a year. It could be. I can just see how can we leverage that to help veterans in business.
Well, I'll give you one example where it is leverage, and it's not necessarily on the financing side. So we have an early life company, Aqueous Vets. I don't know if you've talked to them, but they actually are building water filtration systems, groundwater, and they're typically for big facilities or smaller government installations. And basically, they have a group of veterans who started that company, and they're doing millions in revenue right now. They're building the product here in Reading off of Clear Creek, and they get an advantage, believe it or not, because if you have two or more veterans applying for some of these things, there's a big preference. And actually what happens is the two veterans don't have to be in different companies. So their management team are veterans, and they're getting advantage, and obviously they have the know-how, the knowledge, the relationships. But this advantage is helping them grow faster than they otherwise would.
And that's what I was going to say, too. There's a group, and I think they're headquartered out of Sacramento, but they serve this area, or they might have an office in Chico. It's called PTAC, which is the Procurement Technical Assistance Center. And that's really the biggest benefit I think a lot of veterans, especially like Aqueous Vets, are taking advantage of, because you do get those preference points. I mean, it's even like, fire-related services. Hey, if you're a veteran-owned business that owns a water tanker, procurement's a big thing.
Well, you go up to the front of the line once. I mean, we've looked into all these things, but and this is being more personal, but I have a lot of veterans. We talk about businesses that, is there anything the state's off state? Oh, God, we want to help you people. But you don't see that, hey, if you're starting a business, you're expanding your business, you've got the background, you've got the time. Where do we go? I mean, who do we see about that?
I'm not sure if I shouldn't say this, but I think some CDFIs, some community development financial institutes, I think they do have some preferences for veteran, women, minority-owned businesses for some financing type options, but I don't know all the specifics off the top of my head.
So. Okay.
Well, one more point on that. Yeah. So, we have this startup community. We're mentoring people and helping people all the time. I don't see a lot of veterans come in, and honestly, if they did, I think when they told their personal story, right, and the commitment they've had to our country and how that is part of their character, that would give them an advantage because that's what investors want to hear. They want to know that somebody's passionate, committed, and has the drive to follow through and execute. So I'd like to see more of them come in and talk to us, and we'll uncover opportunities with them.
And that's what I'm looking for. We need to reach out. We need to reach out to that group because I think you may be surprised, the ones out there. But quickly, tell us. We got like a minute left. Tell us about the venture.
We're just keeping the momentum going from the venture conference that we just held on May 31st. We already have a date for next year, and it's really a funny thing. I know we don't have much time, but trying to find a date even a year out, there's so many things going on in Reading. It's hard to not – you're always going to compete with something. So next year we're going to be on May 1st. 2020 at the Sheraton. We're going to hopefully get ticket sales up within the next 6 weeks. So do some pre-sale, early bird ticket pricing because we are going to increase. We sold out this year at 189 tickets, which is actually oversold by 30. We're going to do more next year. So it's going to be
great.
Bigger and better.
Super.
More prize money, more investment money. And the people that are pitching for next year are starting basically tomorrow.
Great. Hey, I'd like to also thank the EDC supporting the Colt 45s and KCNR. You know, you all sponsored the game this year, and we really appreciate that. Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones, you've done a lot for our community, and you're going to just continue doing that. So thank you for what you've done. Hey, tomorrow, big surprise, everybody. I'm trying to line up two or three different people that all of them will have an impact on it.